Maaser Sheni Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel 1-3. The rest of the Perek discusses which types of foods one may purchase with the money he exchanged the Kedusha of the Peros Maaser Sheni, the Maaser Sheni produce, onto. So he deconsecrates the food onto coins, and the coins have certain restrictions. One is to take those coins to Yerushalayim and purchase foodstuffs over there. And this Perek will discuss when and how one can do that. So we start with the Pesukim to get a proper framework of how this is working. The verses are in Parshas Re in Devarim. It's Perek Yod Daled, chapter 14, verses Chafhei and Chavav, 25 and 26. The verse says, V'nasata b'kesef, and you will put it onto money, meaning the Kedusha from the produce that has Maaser Sheni Kedusha, you'll put their Kedusha onto money. V'tzarta kesef b'yadcha, you'll bind that money into your hand, and you will take that money to the place Hashem will choose, that's Yerushalayim. V'nasata ha-kesef, and you will then apply that money to whatever your soul desires, b'bakar, to purchase cattle, uvatzon, or sheep and goats, uvayayin, wine, uvashechar, other alcoholic beverages, uvacholasher tishalcha nafshecha, whatever your soul desires, va'achalta sham lifnei Hashem lokecha, v'samachta ato v'secha, and you will eat the food you purchased there before Hashem, and you will rejoice, you and your household. Those are the psukim. Now the psukim specifically say both whatever your soul desires, and then it gives a list of bakar, cattle, tzon, sheep and goats, yayin, wine, and shechar, alcoholic beverages. So, Chazal understand from there a drasha of what's called klal pratu klal. I don't want to discuss that here in this mishnah. We'll come back to it later on. But the upshot is that this list is coming to limit the nature of what one may purchase with his kesef maaser sheni to foodstuffs that are edible, and anything which resembles these types of foods, if you will. And Chazal understand that to mean it has two basic criteria. The first is that it's, besides that it's food, the first is that it is something which grows from the ground, it gets its nourishment from the ground, and second of all, that it reproduces. In Hebrew, it's gedule karka, growth comes from the ground, and pri me pri, it reproduces. Okay, more on that later on. But that will then limit the types of things one may buy. And therefore, something, for example, like water, which is food but doesn't reproduce, or for that matter, a hat, which certainly isn't food at all, those kinds of things are disallowed to be purchased with kesef maaser sheni money. And if one would try to do that, it simply wouldn't work. If one goes to the store and tries to buy a box or firewood with kesef maaser sheni, the kedusha that's on the money is not deconsecrated. It stays on the coin. Okay, so now the question then becomes, what happens if you're purchasing something which is in a container, and the container kind of is part and parcel with that foodstuff, but when you finish the foodstuff, the container now may be useful, but certainly not edible. So that is called the halach of bakar al-gav oro, when you purchase a cow and its hide together. Obviously, when you purchase a cow, and the verse says you can purchase a cow, but when you purchase a cow, after you finish eating the meat, you're left with the leftover skin, the animal hide, and that certainly is inedible. So the Mishnah, the Chazal, seem to understand the Pesukim are allowing you to buy cows, and therefore, although there will be a part of the cow, the hide, which may even have value, which is not eligible for purchase on its own, you can't go buy animal hides to, polster your Mercedes with your Maaser Sheni money, but you may buy a cow for eating or bringing as a carbon, as we'll see, and then when you have a hide left over, you could certainly monetize that hide by upholstering your Mercedes, and that would be legitimate. So the reason why is because when one purchases food inside a container and the container is considered to be tafel, subordinate to the food stuff, then it's permitted. This is actually, there's a drasha in Erevin, Ben Bagbag darshan these four words, because they're sort of, each one sort of seems a bit superfluous. It says, babakar, he says you could buy cows, meaning even though it's got a hide which will be left behind also. And sown, sheep, even though there'll be wool left afterwards. yayin, wine, even though it's going to come inside a container, like a bottle, let's call it. And sheikhar, which is any alcoholic beverage, which tells you you could even buy temed, which I'll explain later on, once it's fermented. We'll come back to that in a moment, what temed is in the Mishnah. So based on the drasha, we see that one is permitted to purchase foodstuffs that come along with some container, and that's not a problem. And the container, after one eats the foodstuff, is simply not, has no kedushas meiser sheni, and the meiser sheni money that was used to purchase the food plus container is totally deconsecrated. Okay, now that only works if you have a scenario of what's called havla'a, like from the word boleya, to be to swallow, meaning that we're talking about a scenario where the purchase of the container is subsumed into, it's subordinate to, it's part of the purchase of the foodstuff itself. Which means, for example, if a person has his eye on two separate things, like, for example, Yerushalmi speaks out, let's say a person is in the tanning business. He upholsters Mercedes for a living. So when he goes to Yerushalayim and he buys a cow, which is going to bring us a shlamim, let's say. So shlamim is great, and that's what you're supposed to use your kesef meiser sheni for. But this guy makes sort of a calculation in his head. He says, listen, the cow costs 100, and for argument's sake, the hide is worth 40 to me. So I'm getting two things. I'm getting a 2-for-1. I'm spending all 100 of my money on this cow, and I'm going to get the kicker of, like, a rebate, if you will, of 40 worth of animal hide afterwards. So that's not going to work. In other words, the Torah does not allow such a person who's not buying it, buying the hide subordinate, you know, is just simply part and parcel of the meat. For such a person, he actually would have to pay for the hide separately with non-Meiser Sheni money and purchase the meat component with the Meiser Sheni money. So the example I gave, let's say the cow costs 100 and let's say the hide is worth 40. He can use $60 of Meiser Sheni money to purchase the cow, but since the cow costs 100, the other 40 has to come out of his pocket from non-consecrated, non-Meiser Sheni money. That's the proper thing to do, and as we'll see in the Mishnah as we go on, if you didn't do that, actually there's penalties involved. You'll have to sell the hide afterwards and take the proceeds that he gets from selling the hide and use that once again as Kesef Meiser Sheni to buy new foodstuffs in Yerushalayim. Okay. But under normal circumstances, people who buy cows are not in the animal hide business, and even though, of course, they might not waste the hide, they'll sell it, but that's not what they had in mind when they purchased the cow. They purchased the cow for the sake of bringing a shlamim, and, you know, there's just the residual. And same would go, for examples, we'll see in a moment in the Mishnah, you want to buy a bottle of beer, and the beer costs 5 shekels, but when you return the glass bottle, you can get 1 shekel back, let's say. So when you buy the beer, you don't think the beer costs 4 and the glass bottle is worth 1, and I'm getting that 1 back. No, you don't think that. You think, I'm buying a beer for 5, and maybe it'll work from the glass bottle, and maybe it won't. But again, the glass bottle is permitted to be purchased along with the beer, because under normal circumstances, it's part and parcel. Okay, so in a scenario where okay, fine, that's good. Now, it'll come out then that really we're going to have, when you purchase food that comes in a container, or better yet, I should say, there are three categories. When you're purchasing something which is not food, there'll be three possibilities. If you're purchasing something that is simply not appropriate for consumption, or even if you're purchasing water, let's say, or salt, which is not legitimate for Meiser Sheni purchase, so then the rule is lo kana maser. That's the lashon of the Mishnah. The Meiser Sheni money simply doesn't acquire it. That is to say, the kedusha remains on the money and does not transfer onto the water or salt or cardboard box you're buying. And that being the case, if you go to the makolet in Yerushalayim and use the Meiser Sheni money to buy a bottle of water, the shop owner, when he receives that 5 shekels he gave him for the bottle of water, that 5 shekels still has kedushas of Meiser Sheni, and he'll have to spend it somewhere else, etc. That's the first level. A second level is that where you're buying something inside a container, and the container's not totally subordinate to it. Like, for example, let's say you're buying an open container. You go to the good old days. You go take you are supposed to go buy milk from the factory, and you bring your own container. You come home with your bottle of milk, which is how things kind of work in the time of Chazal oftentimes. So let's say, for example, you show up there and you don't have your own glass bottle, so you say, listen, I'll just give me milk and a glass bottle together. In such a scenario, really, when you pay the $5 for the milk, what you're paying really is $4 for milk, $1 for a glass bottle, and therefore, even though the milk is inside the glass bottle, and midor raisa, really, it's subordinate to it, but midor abanan, they penalize you in such a scenario, and they said, since you the glass bottle has independent value for you, and they're not totally subordinate, and you had that in mind, therefore, the Chazal used the lashon of lo yatza lechulin, that is, which means it doesn't go out to chulin. In other words, the glass bottle, after it's emptied out of milk, does not go out to chulin, meaning you have to now sell the glass bottle, and take the proceeds there and midrabanan purchase new Meister Sheni foodstuffs. And then if you just purchase the third category is where you simply are buying food in a container as it's normally done. So and that meaning you buy like just a bottle of wine. There's a glass of bottle around the bottle of wine, but that's totally subordinate. And that's how one normally buys glass bottles of wine. And that being the case, it's indeed yatza lechulin, meaning once the wine is emptied out of the glass bottle is totally deconsecrated and you can discard it or you can sell it as you wish, like the animal hide, etc. Okay, so with that background, we can now see the Mishnah inside. The Mishnah starts out by talking about the case of animals. Halokeach behema, if a person purchases a living animal, a cow, goat, or sheep, lezivche shlamim, and his intention is he's going to offer this animal as a shlamim offering, then he'll get the meat, essentially. So that's totally permitted. In fact, elsewhere we'll see that that is the ideal use of Meister Sheni money. It may well be that it's a midorai, so that's the ideal use. That's what one should do. Use his Meister Sheni money to buy korbanos, specifically shlamim, which he'll then eat. And in fact, there's a din derabanan if a person may not purchase cows, goats, or sheep for consumption that he doesn't intend to bring first as a korban shlamim, as a shlamim offering. But, or alternatively, ochaya lebasar taiva, or he purchases a non-domesticated animal, a kosher animal, let's say a deer, but it's for basar taiva, literally it means meat of desire, meaning you're planning on eating the deer meat, you're having venison for dinner, then of course there's no carbon to be brought because deer are not valid shlama, you can't bring deer on the mizbeach, you only can bring cows, goats, or sheep. So in those cases, yatza ha'or lechulin. Once the meat's been removed from the hide is left behind, and it's totally deconsecrated, afalpisha or maruba alabasar. That would be true even if the value of the hide exceeds the value of the meat. So you're going to go now buy yourself a deer, and deer costs $100 for a little deer, and let's say, for argument's sake, even that the hide of deer or the chamois is so valuable, it's worth 60. So when you're paying 100, really 40 is for the meat, and 60 is going to be the value you're going to derive as residual from the leftover hide. Even so, since you're purchasing it for, under normal circumstances, for the meat, for the venison, the hide is just tafel. It's subordinate, and through havla, it's permitted. And once you remove the meat from the hide just goes to being deconsecrated. Again, as I qualified before, if you have in mind from the outset, you're in the animal upholstery business, whatever it is, so then it would not be the case, as I explained before. The Mishnah continues and says, similarly, kada yain stumos, if you buy a container of wine, like an amphora, let's think of a bottle of wine for our purposes, that's stumos, that's sealed shut. The amphora were cemented shut to contain the wine, but the equivalent of our a sealed bottle. The point is, that's how one buys wine, and we're talking here specifically in a makom shedarkan limacher stumos, that the normal way in which wine is sold is in concealed containers. And well, the next mission will discuss a scenario and what happens in the world of chazal and locations where wine is kind of sold, like how I described milk, the milkman before. The olden days, it's bring your own container and you get wine. That's different. But here we're talking about like our world we live in the 21st century. When you buy a bottle of wine, it always comes in a glass bottle. You're not buying the bottle separately. So that being the case, yatza kankan lechulin, once you've emptied out the container of its wine, the container is deconsecrated. You can do what you want with it, sell it or otherwise. Similarly, ha'egozim v'hashkedim. These are egozim are nuts, shkedim are almonds. So there's like a klipa, there's a husk that comes around, the shell that comes around the almonds or the let's say walnut. So those are useful in as much as they can be used for firewood and fuel. And therefore, the question, like before, is what's with the shells that have some value? And the answer is the same as before. Yatsu kliposein, sorry, klipehen, luchulin. They're klipos, the shells around the nuts. Again, after they've been emptied out of the edible part of the nut, I'm going to go to chulin. They can be disposed of however you wish. And there's no kedusha that's residual on the shells. And finally, hatemed. Now, temed, which I didn't explain before, is wine, I'll call it, a second grade wine, which is made out of soaking water in the leftovers of the grape product. So what happens is the leftover juice that's inside the pressed grapes, let's say, or from the bottom of the barrel of the wine barrel, and there's still liquid inside, and if you mix it with water, then the grape juice will be leached out, and you'll have a mixture of grape juice and water. And since Chazal anyways always would dilute their grape juice with water, their wine with water to drink it, this was still kind of the same kind of thing. They'd usually have a typical ratio of, let's say, one part of juice to three parts of water. So you have the same kind of thing over here. You essentially can leach out the juice from the temed, from the grape skins, etc., and get like a reconstituted grape juice, if you will, which when it ferments becomes wine, called temed, second class wine. So the basic idea here in this Mishnah at this point is that temed, before it ferments, is not even grape juice. It's basically water. It's like flavored water, you know, like a cordial. Petel in Israel. And it's just flavored water, the same way one drinks tea and coffee before he davens. Many do because they say, listen, that's not food. You're not allowed to eat. That's not food. It's just water with a flavor inside it, flavored water. So to temed that's unfermented is simply, you know, flavored water, if you will, Kool-Aid. And that being the case, one couldn't purchase it because water is not allowed to be purchased with Maaser Sheni money. But once it ferments, then it's the sheikhar of the pasuk, the alcoholic beverage, and it becomes permitted. And that's what the Mishnah says here, hatemed, when it comes to this reconstituted wine, ach lo hechmitz, if it hasn't yet fermented, eno nilkach bekesef meiser, one may not purchase it with meiser sheni money, because it's just got it in like water, and if you would even try, it wouldn't work. The kedusha would remain on the money, not on the foodstuff. Umishehechmitz, but once it does ferment, then it becomes sheikhar, a intoxicating alcoholic beverage, Nilkach bekesef maaser, one may purchase that beverage, the temed, alcoholic temed, with his maaser sheni money.